Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talking GPSA after this.
McDonald's sausage biscuit sandwich is so awesome. It's a sizzling sausage patty snuggled inside a fluffy, flaky biscuit and offer only $1. The best part? It's made by local Oklahoma companies, which helps keep my fellow Oklahomans busy working. And that puts money back into our local economy. This is a breakfast I can feel good about, all the way down to the last bite. I might just have to have another.
Get a delectable sausage biscuit sandwich served up every day on McDonald's Dollar Menu. Served during breakfast hours only at participating McDonald's.
Hey neighbors, let me tell you about Chris Black's 7th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale coming this Saturday, October 29th at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 100 bulls from this reputable outfit. Sale time 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. Visit the website at www.blackherfordranch.com for more information or call them 580-983-2363. 580-983-2363. Chris Black's 7th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale this Saturday, October 29th. October of 2011 is about over, and we still have no indication from Uncle Sam from USDA as to when or exactly what the GPSA rule on the marketing of livestock may end up looking like after the comment period, after the cost-benefit analysis has come and gone from the department's chief economist. We talked about the so-called GPSA rule during our exclusive conversation with U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack this week.
In your wildest imagination, when it was first issued back in June of a year ago now, could you imagine that there would be this much controversy, that it would be almost 50-50 on both sides as far as people saying they like it or they dislike it?
Well, that's another thing about agriculture. We have a lot of those 50-50 conversations. I think it's been a good, healthy conversation, and I think when we got 66,000 comments, many of them unique, not form letters as you often see in rules, I think it was a good engagement. We're working on finalizing the rule, and we'll be saying more about that in the near future. But I think it's been a healthy process, and you know, you have to be willing to open up things to scrutiny, to analysis. You learn a lot from doing that. You learn what works, what doesn't work, what could work, what needs to be adjusted, what needs to be modified. So I think it's been a good process, and it's obviously been something that people are passionate about on both sides. At the end of the day, what this ultimately needs to be about is fair and balanced markets, opportunities for producers of all sizes to basically make it.
And Ag Secretary Vilsack really didn't want to say a whole lot about the timing of exactly when or exactly what the GPSA rule may look like when it does come out of the Obama administration, maybe before the end of the year.
Well, I don't want to. There's an elaborate process that you have to go through, not only internally within the USDA, but also within the interagency process, and that takes time. So I don't really want to pin myself down to a time. I will tell you, we're working on this, and we understand that the people are waiting for some indication of where this is headed, and we appreciate the fact that it's been a while. But I hope they understand that we're taking the comments very seriously, and we want to do the very best job of making decisions about the next step in this process.
Of course, at the end of last year, early in 2012, we saw the secretary bow to pressure from the industry demanding a cost-benefit analysis. He agreed to have one by his chief economist. Apparently that's done, but there's no indication of the secretary willing to change his mind at this point and allow any further public comments to come in after that cost-benefit analysis before a final rule is published. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, let me tell you about Chris Black's 7th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale coming this Saturday, October 29th at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 100 bulls from this reputable outfit. Sale time 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. Visit the website at www.blackherfordranch.com for more information or call them 580-983-2363. 580-983-2363. Chris Black's 7th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale this Saturday, October 29th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.